All right, call this meeting to order. Do we have an adoption of the agenda?
I move.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye, 3-0. Any public comments? Since there's no public here, we'll pass on over that one and move forward with the approval of the minutes of the preceding meeting.
Yeah, there was one thing that Kelly was going to fix, so I'd make a motion to approve it with that correction.
Second.
All right, we have a motion made, seconded by Ms. Lenhart.
That's the very last one.
Yeah.
On, okay. Mr. Garcia indicated he would follow up.
With VML, not Mr. Rubinsky, and I didn't do that because I forgot.
And just as a clarification, did you say VML Vaco or Vaco?
I think I said Vaco.
Okay, that's
probably Vaco.
It's Vaco because
yeah.
that's
we don't deal with VML very much anymore.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
All righty. So with that correction made, chair votes aye. We'll pass it 3-0. All righty. Discussion.
Can do the
counts
updates. Yeah, while he's trying to get my
okay.
Yep.
Everybody got a copy here.
Got a copy of it.
And at the last meeting, we were trying to figure out when we moved what money. July 14th, 2015, we put the $5 million in.
Okay.
And then, hang on, guys, let me go to the next page.
So we've been here 16 months.
Then on 3/9/2016, we moved the $2,058,000. So, as you can see, that gives us, what, 86,306,35.
So we moved 2,058.
We moved 5,205,8, yes. Those are the initial startup.
And when was the second one, Linda?
March of
16. So, taking that off of our current balance of
86,306,35. Oh, good. 86,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's a teacher and a half.
Okay, there you go.
You have reached the voicemail of Vicki.
So I did remember to do that.
Because
I couldn't bring this off my brain, but there they are.
All right, good.
That's good.
And that's in a $5 million's been there for 16 months,
mm-hmm.
and the other one's been there for
since
6 months. So, I mean, because I imagine that's only through September.
Mm-hmm. So, there we go. And that's all I have.
Okay. I guess we're still kind of in limbo on the multi-bank thing.
Yeah.
But that was what Eric was trying to do, was get a hold of.
I mean, I've got the person that he specifically recommended to talk to with Vaco, and that's who I just called and got her voicemail.
Yeah, but if they picked up right away, she might be on the phone. If you just get somebody else on Vaco, they might be able to bug her. But, Linda, you're not having any problem with local account balances for payments, bills, payments, and stuff?
Well, see, this nailed that the tax payments are coming in. So this was, yeah.
Okay. So just... For
because Eric's got a big wire in November.
Yeah. Well, just keep an eye on the numbers, because what we want to do is make sure that we don't keep any more than necessary over the long haul, but any less than necessary over the long haul, too.
Yeah,
so
because
you've got plenty of liquidity for
see,
bills.
Your school payment is 2.5 a month for payroll. So we always have to make sure we cover you.
Please.
Yeah, because I can't balance that many teachers.
I schools don't care. They don't go to jail. What do you do?
We do.
Payments are over here. Teachers just need to be focused on teaching. Getting supplies to teach.
And there is one other thing I might want to advise you guys. I am going to... Cindy's working with me right now on a proposal to change banks.
Virginia Association of Counties, this
because
is Valerie.
Because very much looking at BB&T.
Yes, is Vicki Steinruck available, please?
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
So we're just getting different banks to tell us what they offer?
Yes. So we're working very closely. Cindy's been up.
Hopefully BB&T will come back with the best thing.
I think they will. They want our account.
As long as
we've
vetted every few years, it should be good.
See, they couldn't offer it the last time, but they automated.
Yes, they said record, so I think.
Yes. The guy in Charlottesville is really good. Right, Thomas?
You have reached the voicemail of Vicki.
No, you just call back and ask if she's in the office. know, she may be in the break room or whatever.
So you don't have a game tonight.
Normally the JVs play on Wednesday, and instead of playing on Wednesday, they moved it to Monday. So they play a playoff game on Wednesday.
What number are you calling?
And my game,
well, I've got two
that's
numbers. I've got
they can put
804-344.
Virginia Association of Counties, this is Valerie. May I help you?
Yeah, Valerie. This is Eric Dahl calling with Fluvanna County. I'm trying to get in contact with Vicki Steinrock. Do you know if she's in the office or...
She is in the office. Did she not answer?
She did not.
She is here today. She just probably is not in her office at the moment.
Is it
someone else can help you?
Well, no, we're in a finance board meeting right now, and we're calling about multi-bank securities, and VACO referred them to counties as a financial platform to do business with. So we're trying to get some more information while we're in this finance board meeting right now to speak with Vicki and, you know, get a little more information on what she knows about this multi-bank securities.
Could Dean probably help you?
Maybe not. You can ask.
I mean,
can you track Vicki down by chance?
Hold on one second.
Okay. She may be in the bathroom, in the lunchroom, whatever. Or in Dean's office.
Wow, Harry.
Dean,
they let people use the bathroom. Unlike Steve.
208. And everything's been 3-0, done for public. 3-0 with correction on the minutes.
But the last part on the minutes.
Fixed it to say,
VACO.
Yeah, we reach out to VACO for feedback on the process. Does that sound
good? That mm-hmm. okay. Sounds good. And he's doing that right now.
I'll be glad this day's over. I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm. Linda's wearing Seahawks colors today. Seattle Seahawks.
All right. What am I
missing? Nothing. We're waiting for this white room to see if we can find this person.
Are they trying to
Steve
write it down?
Wants them to go get around. Okay.
Hey, yeah. We got some high powered people. We got two elected officials sitting here. Two elected officials trumps one bathroom break.
Yep, I'll drive the driver's aid car down there. We can all pile in.
Oh, my gosh.
Will it make it that far?
Oh, hey,
it'll make it that far, but I'm not sure we would stay in our own car.
I used to be
limber enough to do that Volkswagen stuff with everybody.
Dude, could you get me a more uncomfortable car to ride in? He goes, but it's getting gas mileage. I said, yeah, but I'm dying riding in this thing.
What is it? What kind of car?
Kia Rio.
Is that the little orange one?
Yeah, it's orange horn, baby.
Yeah. The only person that's got a more orange car is Jonathan. He's got an orange.
Andrew's SUV. Wife, Sarah, has an orange bronzy-ish.
She has one too.
Yeah, she's got one of those. It's, I mean, it's not truly orange. It's more of a bronze type.
Yep. Jonathan's is orange, and it's like a Dodge Journey or one of those.
Subaru.
Subaru yeah. Crosstrek.
I don't know what Sarah's
is. Pumpkin orange.
Gold.
Yeah.
I remember they used to make those VWs in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that big old pumpkin orange. Is there anything else besides doing this and answering the questions about that we wanted to do? I didn't think.
Okay, I found her. She's downstairs. Can you hold on while I go downstairs to get her?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Okay, hold on one second.
Sure.
Poor thing.
God, I hope she wasn't listening to that. Two elected officials, Trump's one.
Oh, she was walked away, I hope.
She walked away. I mean, I can't imagine she just...
No, she's got the earbuds in and she's...
Yeah, she's walking around the building listening to everything.
Can you believe those jerks?
Yeah. She wants to know, who's got the orange car?
That's still around.
Hey, driver's head. I'm telling you, I went for about a week and it didn't get up to go do it at 6 o'clock in the morning. And now I hate it. Because now I drive for the entire hour and a half.
And
it's dark. It was dark when I got to school this morning.
Yes, it's dark.
It was dark this morning.
Honey, I'm telling you, it was dark when we had kids in the building. It was still dark.
At 7:45.
And when you go home next week, it'll be just dark. The same way, except the other end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you only got a month to go, man. 5 weeks of the solstice.
Yep.
I live for the solstice.
When's the time go switch?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Is it this Sunday?
Yeah, you get an extra hour of sleep.
Thank you, Lord.
That just means I won't go to sleep until late.
Yeah, it just means I'll stay up an hour later.
And last night made it even worse not last night, but the night before. I'm a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, well, I watched the Cubs game until 11:45.
I was up until 12:15 because I watched the end of the Cubs game and then switched it over and watched the overtime between the Eagles and the Cowboys.
I watched all football.
Yeah, you never switched back?
Nope.
You're an Eagles fan or Cowboys fan?
The Eagles won, didn't they?
I just like a good football game.
Cowboys won?
Cowboys came back, tied it, went to overtime, and won it in overtime.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, I saw that.
Yeah.
Because I was cheering for the Eagles because Troy's a Redskins fan. So I wanted the Eagles to win.
Make everything compress. It's nice to see that the NFC
Bears
East.
Beat the Vikings last night.
Okay. Yeah. The NFC East is back to being a beast.
Yeah, there's nothing running away ish. Although,
well, I mean, the worst record is 4-3.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just pretty good.
And the Packers, even with 7 of their starters out, only lost by 1 in Atlanta. So they actually played a pretty good game for all their.
So you guys go
they got injuries, I think.
Yeah, two of their starting receivers, they're starting all-pro linebackers, and four others.
When they said, and these two guys are off the practice squad, they were catching passes from
Aaron
Rodgers.
That's what we do on the days off. And the leaves are piling up.
I don't care about the leaves.
Oh,
see,
gosh.
You should move to the old folks' home. You don't have to worry about that. In Nahar Village, they mow, they blow, they clean gutters, they shovel snow.
I built my house on top of that hill, and I don't have but about 7 trees that are 20 feet tall in the yard.
There's enough breeze to blow it off.
It blows everything right on off the top of that hill. I'm going to tell you what I've got to look into. You tell me if I'm crazy. I'm going to talk to CVAC about getting windmills. The wind always blows on my hill.
See, if you get them, get the vertical ones.
Oh, they make them?
They make them vertical. They're easier on the birds, and they require less wind to blow. We've been doing some research on
it. Okay.
That makes sense.
And produce the same amount of electricity.
None of the...
Yeah, there's a lot of wind up there, too.
It's like a wind tunnel on top of the hill.
Well, none
of the wind farms all around America that I've seen, those horizontal ones, those would be... does make sense.
Yeah, I mean, for smaller scale, they're... good. I mean,
okay, I did locate her. She's on her way back up. Do you want to hold, or can I give her the number and have her call you right back?
So no, we'll hold because we're in a conference room, and I don't really know what the number is, so we would be happy to hold.
Okay, hold on for a few more minutes. She's on her way up.
Thank you very much for your assistance.
You're welcome.
Really valuable.
She does. She sounds like she's been hustling upstairs.
But yeah.
They haven't got them up to the size where they can do mass production, but for individual
homes. But maybe we'll run your barn or your garage.
Well,
or,
what
you
I'm
know,
thinking is
like
if
that.
I put two or three of them in, I'd run my electricity, which would save me $300 a month, on average. Some months $250, some months $450. But if I could produce enough power to feed
how much
back
electricity
to CVAC,
do you pay?
$300.
He's got kids, though. If you get rid of the kids, it'd be a lot cheaper.
Dude.
How big is your house?
It's a pretty good size.
4,000
square feet? No, I don't think so.
All right. She's at her desk. Hold on.
35.
Thank you very much.
35.
Our electric bill average is 125.
Vicki Stanrock.
Vicki, first of all, whoever we were speaking to before, I want you to thank her very much because she sounded like she was completely out of breath trying to locate you.
I'm usually not hard to locate. It's just you have to go to the basement to find me.
Well, and like I said, my name's Eric Dahl, and I'm calling from Fluviana County, and we're having a finance board meeting right now. And we have been working to try and get set up with multi-bank securities, and through some previous emails and through some references, they had listed you as a reference. During the process, from our attorney standpoint, we've been having some issues from a procurement and maybe some in I guess what's legal under Virginia code. And so we wanted to talk to you to see if you could maybe answer questions, explain a little bit more of your process or what you all had to go through.
Well, you know, they are approved. They're a NACO vendor, so they've been approved through the, technically from the state's procurement system. So the state has approved that that's an allowable group to use.
Okay.
Ricky, this is Steve Nichols, the county administrator, and we've got the chair of the Board of Supervisors and our treasurer here with us, as well as other finance board members. But the part of the problem from our attorney's office is that she doesn't think it meets state code. So anything you can point us in a direction where there's
Let's see what I've got here in my file. What you do is, as far as, like I said, it's allowable under state contract, because anything that's NACO allowed is my understanding, has been does automatically qualify under the state's procurement.
Okay.
You can set it up with any limits and any restrictions as far as what type of investments that you want. There are certain ones that, you know, I would not use, but I do have an investment policy that our budget and finance committee has passed that spells out what we can and cannot purchase, and it's set up when I go online that it will only let me purchase these specific investments. So therefore, there's not any problem with it not being in compliance with the state's investment.
And are you the direct person that
deals with them? Yeah.
Okay.
What I do is when I have excess money, I'll go out. Usually, so far I've only used it for CDs because that's what my board has stipulated they're comfortable with. And I go out there and give it, you know, the length of time I want to invest the money, and it gives me numerous selections of who would have CDs in that time realm. And, of course, all their CDs are guaranteed up to the $250,000 limit. And then just to cover myself is, after I make my enlightened picks, if you may say that, I send the list out to my five finance committee members and tell them that, you know, I plan to buy XYZ CD, it's paying X amount, and it's going to mature, and I try to sort of ladder it so it comes due at different times based on, you know, cash flow or whether it's year-end excess cash, how long I, you know, invest it for. And they have, like, 24 hours to get back to me if they've got any problems. As soon as I get three of my five members to say that's okay, I go online and purchase them. And they, you know, of course, directly pull the money out of my checking account at multi-bank. So we've had no problems with them. It's very easy to use. And
Vicki, this is Rudy Garcia on the finance board here.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that the attorney was asking for was if we had a model contract for Virginia with the multi-bank, because
I think we do have one. Whether I've got an actual copy, I've got my FINRA rules and all that. What I can do is, how about if I send y'all all this information that we've got,
that would
and
be,
you can take a look at it.
That would be fantastic.
Okay. Okay, who would you like me to email it to? I'll scan it and email it right away.
Everyone pointed at me, so I guess I was the slowest one to say not it.
He didn't touch his nose. Everybody else touched their nose.
I know how that works.
So you can send it.
You are the victim.
That's right. So you can send it to E-D-A-H-L.
A-H-L.
Yep. E is an echo, D delta, A apple, H Harry, L Larry, at fluvannacounty.org.
fluvannacounty.org. Okay, I'll get that right out to you, and you can take a look at what we've got.
And if you have any other questions, just call me back.
Do you all have any other questions about the process?
That was the biggest one. I mean, he just wanted to know if they already had one or if they had to write one and create one.
And
no, we didn't create one. We they basically gave us the footprint for it, and modified it based on what our attorney wanted to change. But you know how those attorneys are; they always want to change something.
One question too: do you know what other localities have gone through this or are using them?
I don't know of any off the top of my head, but I do know several have signed up because I've gotten some correspondence back from them, but I can find that out and email you that information too.
If you could do that also, you know, like I said, we were dealing with Doug Urbanski, and he had told us that Nelson County, that they are signed up with them, and then the city of Winchester. But he said those were the two only other...
Yeah, I know there's only like two. But let me check again with Greg Pagans, who's the vice president that I deal with, and see if he's got any more in the pipeline that I don't know about.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, I'll get right back with y'all.
Great, and thank you for making time for us today.
No problem, anytime.
Thank you to the young lady that was hunting you down.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Good. Yeah, I'm afraid that sounds like her attorney modified the stuff. I'm not sure that'll help our attorney, but anything would be better.
Anything if there's a starting point.
I was in good shape until she said, we made a few modifications. We just used what they sent us, and I was like... Yeah. Crap.
Could be a problem, but we'll see.
At least it's a starting point.
Better than what we had.
Okay. Well, like I said, as soon as I get that, I'll get it to you all, and then I'll get it to the attorney's office and see what happens from there. And that'll be.
Yeah. It is what it is.
That'll be next steps.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Tom, before you go, when's your December meeting? You want a December meeting?
Do we need one?
No. The first of December.
I'm telling you, y'all don't know how lucky I am to get here. I literally was in my office asleep, and here comes Andy Wills, Brad Stang, old Chuck Winkler, and about three guys that are doing resurrections of our bathrooms because all the plumbing after 45 years needs to be re-looked at. Like if you cut the water on in the shower
December
in the coach's
6th.
Office, the closet behind it fills up.
Oh Eric, God. That would be...
It's December the 6th.
It's hard enough to get to him on December 1st.
Yeah, I would just defer till January.
January.
By then, maybe we can have an actual contract that...
Well, if they get this done... It might be worth calling a special meeting, not to put it off for 60 days on going forward with this, if we find out in the next
if they get
weeks.
It done within
right.
2 to 3 weeks. I mean, if they don't, then it's...
If not, just don't.
You have,
wait till January.
You have high hopes for attorneys.
I do. Yeah. Because, anyway, I'm frustrated with attorneys right now.
Well, they know that we've been looking at this, and you know that their job to make sure y'all don't go to jail.
So, Mike, we need to look at January. When you go back to school,
you'll be back on the 3rd.
Yeah.
The 3rd?
Something like that.
Yeah.
As long as it's Tuesday at this time. It's Tuesday.
January the 4th.
It's a holiday.
Oh, no, 3rd.
3rd,
yeah.
Wednesday.
Yep. Is it a Wednesday?
No, it's Tuesday. I was looking the wrong day.
Yeah.
It's a Tuesday?
Yep. January 3rd is a Tuesday.
I'll be back.
I don't care. Like I said, they happen to walk in at about 10 minutes to 2. I talked to them for a few minutes, looked down my watch, went, crap, finance board meeting. I had 2 minutes to get here. Down through the parking lot I went.
So that's January 3rd, Kelly?
Yep.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
I second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Kelly?
I got ready just to...